like to read one short section of scripture in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 38 of the prophet Isaiah, and in my Bible it's on page 876. I'm going to read only part of one verse, and it's the end of verse 17. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. These words were said by King Hezekiah, the king of Israel, who was alive some 2,700 years ago. And scripture tells us that he did what was right in the sight of Jehovah, in the sight of God. And through him, some very interesting things were done, which you can read in the Bible. The king of Assyria came down against Jerusalem, where he lived, where this king lived, and he made various, through his men, he made various things against the king, and he wrote a letter to the king, King Hezekiah, and King Hezekiah went into the presence of God, spread that letter out before him, told God all about it, and God answered his prayer. And God is a God who answers prayer. Mm-hmm. He answered Hezekiah's prayer. And you'll find it in the scripture that in that one night, God sent an angel. And the angel destroyed of the army of the Assyrians 185,000 persons in one night. The result was that the Assyrians went away. But Hezekiah became ill. And where we read here was a result of his being healed. And I think it's a lovely verse that he can say, amongst the many other things that he does say, and you can read it from this chapter, and I just wanted to read that one verse to you, that for thou, that's God, has cast all my sins behind thy back. Not behind Hezekiah's, God had cast it behind his back. And in the preaching, you know, we can tell you about a God who forgives sins. And he's got a basis to forgive sins. And the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. This happened in Hezekiah's day some 700 years before the Lord Jesus Christ was born. And it's good to understand that there's a Bible that's divided into what we might call two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament, which is before the Lord Jesus came, all looks on to when Jesus did come, and you'll find some wonderful references to the Lord Jesus in the Old Testament. I just can tell you that if you read the Old Testament, you will find things about Jesus there. Mm. The New Testament gives us the life of the Lord Jesus and what he did, that wonderful work at Calvary, and tells us all about his absolute perfection. You see, Hezekiah was just like you and me. He wasn't any better. He was a king of Israel, yes. God had put him there as a king. But he was actually no better than you and I. Jesus was a different man altogether. Jesus was here without sin. Hezekiah was a sinner like you and me. And he understood that. And he says there, thou hast cast all my sins, all of them, not just a few, everyone cast behind thy back. Jesus was here without sin. Scripture tells me that in him sin was not. He was able to meet the question that stood out between you and God, between me and God, the question of why I was a sinner. Jesus for the judgment of God in relation to sin. And it's been dealt with fully completely. But you and I need to come like Hezekiah to understand that our sins can be put behind God's back. Never to be remembered again. One thing it says about Hezekiah, which we'll come on to a little bit more in the New Testament, it says that in verse 3 of that chapter, we didn't read it, it says that Hezekiah wept much. Hezekiah had an understanding as to why he needed God's help, why he needed saving, in simple terms, in today's language. He needed a saviour. Wonderful thing that God has provided a saviour. He's provided the answer to your need and to mine in its entirety. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a person I want to refer to in Luke's Gospel. You haven't read it, I'm not going to read it, but you'll find it in Luke's Gospel. There was a woman that came to where Jesus was, in the house of a Pharisee. We're not told that she said anything at all. She came. You've all come tonight. It's a wonderful thing to see you all tonight. This woman came and she had a sense that she had a need. And she knew where to come. She came to Jesus. And that's where each one of us has to come to. I've had to come that way. I had to come to Jesus. Recognize him as my Saviour. One who died for me. One who gave his life. You know, doesn't matter who you are, you have to come that way. And this woman, she came. One thing that says about her was that she shed many tears. And she washed the feet of the Lord Jesus with her tears. And I would say to you, just like it was with Hezekiah, there were tears of repentance. You see, that's the way you have to come. It's the way I have to come, the way you have to come. To come in repentance towards God and faith in that wonderful person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance, because that's what God requires. Repentance only. We have a hymn. Sometimes we may have sung it. Repentance only God requires from man. Faith in Christ, his well-beloved Son. Repentance simply is that I admit that I'm wrong. You know, we live in a world where persons, where we don't like to admit we're wrong, we don't like to admit we've done anything that's bad, and yet you have to find in your own heart, right in here, that you've done something wrong. You rebelled against God. But there's a wonderful way back, wonderful way of salvation. You see, God knows that you and I can do nothing ourselves. We can't bring salvation by doing something, because it's already been done. Work at Calvary's cross is complete. And Scripture tells you that. If you read in one of the Gospels, you'll find those three words: "It is finished." Words that the Lord Jesus uttered on Calvary's cross. It is finished. The work complete. You don't have to do anything, only accept it. Wonderful thing that you can just accept God at his word, and you can know what it is to be saved, to have your sins put behind his back, not yours, his back. God has put them out of his sight. And that is not only for today, it's for eternity. Because he's never going to raise them again. Because Jesus bore the penalty that was due to you and me. Very simple, the gospel. It's simple enough for everybody to understand. That's the wonder of the gospel. You haven't got to go to school and learn something in great depth. You just accept what God has done and what God has provided. What a God. God who could bring, as we said in relation to Hezekiah, could bring in a wonderful, wonderful deliverance from the Assyrian. They thought everything was lost. God brings in the deliverance. But he can bring in a simple deliverance for you. into your soul tonight, my friend, because of what Jesus has done. Your sins, you can say simply, as Hezekiah did, that your sins are put behind his back. See, the woman that we referred to in Luke, the Lord Jesus, she doesn't say anything. But the Lord Jesus says of her, her many sins are forgiven, for she loved much. And he further says, the Lord Jesus further says to her, thy faith has saved thee, go in peace. You see, I can't show you the Lord Jesus. I can tell you about him. I can tell you he's in heaven. I can tell you he's been here in this earth, that he died at Calvary's cross, and he shed his precious blood to wash away your sins and to wash away mine. I can tell you too that he's raised the third day. Wonderful thing, you know. A writer in one of the epistles, one of the books in the New Testament, says that if Christ be not raised, you are still in your sins. He was raised. That was a proof to me and a proof to everyone that's prepared to accept him, that God was fully satisfied in what Jesus had done. He raised him. Because Scripture tells me that he was raised for our justification. Raised that you might be justified before God. Not by anything you've done, but because of what he's done. His work is perfect and complete. And it's for you, my friend, to accept it. Wonderful, wonderful favour that God would impart to you because of what Jesus has done. That precious blood we've just spoken of that was shed at Calvary. To wash away your sins. Isaiah, you know, is a lovely book, not always easy. We're reading part of it this afternoon, which wasn't an easy section. You find that wonderful scripture which says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like, they shall be as red like crimson. Let's see if I can quote it properly. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I suppose nothing stands out greater than something that's bright red. I suppose that's why letterboxes are painted red, so you can see them easily. But something that's bright red stands out. God in his wondrous grace has said it should be white as snow, something that's taken right out of sight, covered over completely. Your sins, my friend, can not only be covered, they're removed from the sight of God, the time of eternity. And you can have peace in your soul. That's what that woman in Luke 7 enjoyed. And I think it's right to say that Hezekiah had peace, because he knew what it was to have his sins put behind God's back. Just a simple thought I wanted to pass on to you tonight. That's the way of salvation. God, in his wondrous grace, has moved to meet your need. It's a need you may never have thought about. And then we live in a world where everything looks, appears to be very nice. The root question, your position between you and God has to be settled, and settled by you individually. The day's coming when you have to stand before God. Are you going to stand there as a in your sins? Or are you going to stand there as a forgiven sinner? Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Scripture says, I can't offer you tomorrow. We can only say today. Today is the day of salvation. Wonderful day. God is seeking you. It's why he says that in the hymn we read. We're saying, come unto me. Yes, God himself says, come. An invitation, friend. An invitation from God himself. The God that created the heavens and the earth, and provided everything that's in them, as the controller of everything in this earth, too. You may not see it. May not fully understand it. God is in control. He wants your, he's got your blessing in mind. He's given the way of salvation to you. The perfect way of salvation, that you might come that way. And come to know what it is, to have your sins washed away. And you can say, like Hezekiah, you say, well, it was a long time ago. Just as applicable today, that you can say, thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. But I trust everyone here in this room could be able to say that. If you can't, friend, it's available to you tonight to accept the Saviour God has provided, Lord Jesus Christ, a wonderful person. More than that, I can tell you, he's my Saviour, one who's died for me. More than that, he lives. He lives for me too. He lives in heaven. He's alive today, alive forevermore. He's coming again. Going to come and take everyone who loves him, one who's put their trust and accepted him as their Saviour. Going to take them to heaven. He said, where will you be when you stand before God? Will you be there as a saved soul? One that's not. Got a chance tonight to accept the Saviour. Pray you do so. Accept him. And get blessing. Know what it is to go in peace, like that woman did in Luke 7. You can read about it tonight. If you want to, when you get home, read it before you leave here. Luke 7, you'll find it. This woman went into Simon the Pharisee's house. You can read about how she got blessed. You can be blessed too. May you do so. May you be so, for his name's sake.
Amen.